Holy Week, Monday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Cross of Christ, immortal tree, on which our Saviour died, the world is sheltered by your arms that bore the crucified. From bitter death and barren wood, the tree of life is made. Its branches bear unfailing fruit and leaves that never fade. O faithful cross, you stand unmoved while ages run their course, foundations of the universe, creation's binding force. Give glory to the risen Christ, and to his cross give praise, the sign of God's unfathomed love, the hope of all our days. Jesus said, My soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Wait here and keep awake with me. Psalm 41. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, Where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, Where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus said, My soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Wait here and keep awake with me. Now sentence is being passed on this world. Now the prince of this world is to be overthrown. A Canticle from Sirach, chapter 36. Save us, God of all things, strike all the nations with terror, raise your hand against foreign nations, that they may see the greatness of your might. Our sufferings proved your holiness to them, let their downfall prove your glory to us. Let them know, as we ourselves know, that there is no other God but you. Give us signs again, work further wonders, clothe your hand, your right arm, in glory. Assemble all the tribes of Jacob, as when they first received their inheritance. Pity the poor people called by your name, pity Israel, chosen as your firstborn. Have compassion on the holy city, Jerusalem, the place of your rest. Let Zion ring with your praises, let your temple be filled with your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now sentence is being passed on this world, now the prince of this world is to be overthrown. Jesus leads us in our faith and brings it to perfection. He endured the cross, disregarding the shamefulness of it, and has taken his seat at God's right hand. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus leads us in our faith and brings it to perfection. He endured the cross, disregarding the shamefulness of it, and has taken his seat at God's right hand. A reading from Jeremiah chapter 11. I, for my part, was like a trustful lamb being led to the slaughterhouse, not knowing the schemes they were plotting against me. Let us destroy the tree in its strength. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name may be quickly forgotten. But you, Lord Sabaoth, who pronounce a just sentence, who probe the loins and heart, let me see the vengeance you will take on them, for I have committed my cause to you. Responsory, you have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood. Father, righteous one, the world has not known you, but I have known you, because it was you that sent me. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us, that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Father, righteous one, the world has not known you, but I have known you, because it was you that sent me. Intercessions. Let us pray earnestly to Christ our Saviour, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection. Lord, have mercy on us. You went up to Jerusalem to endure the passion and enter into glory. Lead your church into the Paschal feast of eternal life. Lord, have mercy on us. Your heart was pierced with a lance. Heal the wounds of our human weakness. Lord, have mercy on us. You made your cross the tree of life. Share your victory with all the baptized. Lord, have mercy on us. You gave salvation to the repentant thief. Pardon all our sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, grant that we who are constantly betrayed by our own weakness may draw the breath of new life from the passion and death of your only Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.